What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Producers Journal podcast. My name is Derek. I am your host. And in this podcast, I just keep you up to date on my journey as a podcast producer and podcast production agency owner. Check us out at ShelbyRowProductions.com. On Facebook, it's now at SRP Studios. Instagram is at Shelby Row Productions LLC. Also brought to you by Patreon. Go in the description, click on that Patreon link. If you'd like to support this podcast, there's just one tier in there, and it's called the Tip Jar. So how it works is you subscribe to it, and every month it will pull a dollar out of your account. So it is a subscription. But what that dollar does is help support this podcast, help monetize it a bit, just so I can cover costs, because I pay people to help me with these things. So it would be wonderful if you could support in that way. I would appreciate it. All right, y'all. So today we're going to talk about something very, very interesting and exciting. I'm going to get to the point and then explain the story and the backstory. I and my business are now partnering with the DeSoto County Career and Technology Center. And that means that I will be able to get interns to work for me. So here's how it works. So the CTC, as they call it, Career and Tech Center, is like a VoTech. It's a school where 10th, 11th, and 12th graders throughout the county can go to get, you know, experience in more technical stuff like automotive, welding, coding, like there's a class that builds robots, right? So it's one of those schools. And there's two in the county, West Campus and East Campus. West Campus is Horn Lake, Mississippi. East Campus is Olive Branch, Mississippi. And part of the deal is also, you know, they have what's called the advisory committee. And that's where twice a year they bring in the committee members to talk about things that could be fixed or how things could go better, but also meet the kids and all of that stuff. So I went to one. Now let me explain how I got involved with that. Many months ago, I connected with a lady here locally. Her name is Susan. And I was introduced to her because I was poking around trying to get help on how to best pitch this community for advertising on the Real Hernando podcast. And the lady, Susan, is in the know. She's tapped in. She used to be the director of the Hernando Main Street Chamber of Commerce. Now she works at the County Economic Center or Economic Council. So she knows everybody and she's really connected. So I was introduced to her, and not for her to be my sales lady, but just give me some guidance, give her the pitch that I had already had designed up, and let her punch it up, if you will, or coach me on what to fix, what to add, what to take out. Well, in doing that, mind you, she was the first meeting I had in this office. This office was still very bare. I didn't even have a microphone set up at the table I'm sitting at right now. Now I got lights and cameras. But in our discussions, she was super sweet and very nice, and we talked for like over an hour about my business, about the podcast, all kinds of stuff. And I definitely went into the point where I love working with team. I can't operate without team. And prior to, even up to now, my business is all still virtual and virtual team members. But I mentioned that I absolutely want to go local too, in terms of building a team. And that was sort of a way to show her that any revenue that comes in through advertising on the Real Hernando podcast will be able to give me the opportunity to be able to do that and hire some kids to work for me and do some fun things, you know. And her eyes lit up and she's like, you need to talk to this gentleman by the name of Justin. And he is connected to the Career and Technology Center. And she explained to me briefly how it all works. But I was all in. I was like, sure. You know, I met Susan through a bunny trail of referencing, and then now she's referring me to someone else. So I'm just continuing down that path. So my meeting, you know, wraps up with her. All is good. She emails Justin and I together to introduce each other. And then he and I connect. We quickly book a phone call. And I explain to him what I do and what I'm looking for. He explains a little more on how it works. Now, he works for a company called North Central, which is like a power company, but he is part of their like media, digital media marketing department, and he produces a podcast for them and does a lot in the community and is a big sponsor and donor to the CTC and the digital media group. I should have mentioned that. There's a digital media group that obviously falls in line with what I do. So that was my first leg in, and he loved what I was saying, what I had going on, and absolutely wanted me to be involved. So then he forwarded me to the teacher. Her name is Terry. And then her and I got on a phone call, and that really was fun. That's a fun person right there. And she is the teacher of the digital media group, and told her everything I told Justin, just gave her the whole spiel, and she was all in. And the timing was just right, because this conversation happened, I would say, 6 weeks before their next committee board meeting or advisory committee meeting, which was, as I'm recording this, just a couple weeks ago. And that's where it sat for a minute, for like 6 weeks. I didn't know what to expect. I just knew that it was going to be interesting to go learn how this works and meet some people and see this school and see where it goes. So the committee happened. What happens is you go in and everyone goes into this big room. They had breakfast for everybody. And the two principals, the principal for the West Campus and East Campus, went to the West Campus. That's where the big committee meeting was, in the West Campus, which is what I went to. So both principals are there, and they just give a little presentation, catch everyone up on how the year went in terms of like success rates and how many kids are involved now and how many kids have been able to work out in the field with other businesses, all that stuff. And as a way to educate people like myself that were new. And then once that's done, then they break everyone up in their groups. So I was part of the digital media group, clearly. Still not knowing what's going on. My brain is like, how do I get kids? How do I get some interns? Because yeah, getting interns is nice because it's what you call free labor, right? But I'm also very interested in kind of bringing some kids along and teaching them how to do certain things. And then it's a win-win for everybody. So we get to the class, and it's just me, this guy Justin I was mentioning earlier, and another gentleman who works for another media agency here in Memphis, and two student ambassadors and their parents. Now, a student ambassador basically is the kid that gives the crap the most. So there's two in there that really take it seriously and want to excel in digital media. Because what happens is a lot of these kids don't really care. It's a way to get out of high school, out of their high school, and maybe not have to take a math class or not have to take something that they don't want to do. And then they go to the CTC and can just screw around and do, you know, whatever, and play with a microphone. They feel like it's an easy way out, which sometimes it can be, which can frustrate other kids that really care. But that's why they have ambassadors. They're a level up. So they are involved with these committee meetings, and they give them a voice on giving advice on how things could run better, which I think is really cool for them. It's a good incentive to care and work hard, and it shows that when you do care and work hard, you're given more responsibility and they trust you more. Well, we went around the horn and introduced ourselves and gave our little spiel on what we do. And it was fun, you know, and it quickly turned into, I don't want to say a bitch fest, if you will, but clearly there are issues that's frustrating the teacher, frustrating Justin. So Justin, again, he's like one of the lead sponsors. So he is directly connected. He and his business support financially for the digital media and then the career tech as a whole. Other businesses do that too for their departments. There's a company, you know, there's welding companies that sponsor and really provide for their program as a way to buy equipment. So Justin definitely has a little more say. He's like a, like in a, you know, I don't know how to call it, but he's more connected. And the rest of us were, I think, there for the first time, honestly. None of us knew what the hell was going on there, but I was heading down to a point. The complaining was, A, too many kids, period. Just too many kids in the class. Too many kids of those that group that don't care. The equipment is lacking, but then why put more money in new equipment if kids don't care? Equipment's not cheap. Kids that don't care might break stuff. And we're trying to come up with, I'm just throwing out ideas on, and mainly just asking questions on all the problems they have. And I keep throwing in there that I have a studio that kids can come see. I have opportunity for kids as a way to, hey, this is how I can help. You know, if the kids don't care, or some of them just aren't engaged, or we got the ambassadors here that are looking for experience, I have that opportunity for kids. And oddly, it was sort of like glazed over. Like, I don't want to say they didn't care about that, but it wasn't what I expected. I expected to walk in and I was going to learn how to get into the system, get into the process, and start working with kids. And it wasn't that. It was sort of like, here's our problems. Do you guys have any ideas? It's just like, I've been in the room 10 minutes and I'm already being asked how things could be better. And my answer to that was what I can offer. And it just didn't click, I guess, or something. I don't know. Everyone was really nice, but they weren't really grasping what I really wanted to do. But it was fun. It ended. I immediately introduced myself to the ambassadors and their parents, got all of their information, showed them pictures of my studio. Like, I want to invite you guys to my studio. Let's think of a time. I want you to see the place. They're like, absolutely. They are since booked. And as I record this, they're coming in tomorrow. Both kids and their parents are coming to see the studio. But I also wanted to have another opportunity to talk to the teacher. And reached out to her with a text. And, hey, I have some ideas that I'd love to run by you that I think will help everybody. Let me know when it's a good time to call. Even better, if you want to come to the studio, then you can see the place and we can talk more about these ideas I have. And she's like, yes to both. I want to hear your ideas and I want to see the studio. And we made that happen just a few days ago. And it was very cool that I have this place to bring people into. And I know I'm going to, leading into it, I know the idea I have to give her is going to be good and it's going to work. And I'm obviously going to explain what that idea is in a second. But if I can just sit back and take a breath and realize that where I've come from, when I first signed this lease, and it was just a bare room, and I didn't even have a desk to assemble yet, to 3 months later, fully furnished, fully functioning multi-camera, multi-audio microphone podcast, and I'm having a meeting with a teacher from CTC about using interns. I don't know. To me, that was really cool. That was a neat thing. The idea is to use kids to help me record episodes for the Real Hernando. The thing with the Real Hernando podcast is I record them remotely, meaning not in studio. I go to them. I go to their store. I set up a camera in their store or their place of business. So that way when you watch the episode, you have the backdrop that shows us in there, puts people in there. Or if you're even just listening, you can tell the audio, we can tell you're in an echoey room, or you might be in a ice cream place and you can hear some refrigerators in the background. Normally, you don't want those noises. Normally, you don't want echo. But that's part of the charm. It's okay because I'm there. Theater of the mind, if they're only listening or if visually they can see that we're in that room, and it brings people inside that business. And I feel that is neat. I feel that is more connecting to the listener and the audience in general. And I think it's a neat gesture for the business owner that I'm willing to go to them and have their business as the backdrop in the video. And people love it, and it's always going to be that way. Even though I have this studio, I have other things I'm developing that will be for the studio too. So when it comes to those interviews, I'm just rolling in with one camera, some lapel microphones that clip on your shirt, that record wirelessly, and that's it. I don't bring any lighting. I don't bring multi-cameras. Just one. One wide shot, and it's just the two of us sitting next to each other talking. So I thought, how cool would it be to use the kids from the digital media program to show up and be a film crew? Because that's a big part of what that department does. Ironically, there's no podcasting in there. It's mostly video, filming and editing, graphic design. That's pretty much the bulk of what these kids are doing in there. Fixing the change, I'm going to be showing them how to, you know, produce podcasts and teaching them the power of podcasting. But I know that they have the equipment. They have cameras. They have lighting. They have experience. Because even though they may not have businesses to go work for, they still have homework assignments. They still have projects that the teachers assign. And they'll go break into groups, and a group will have to go film something at like the welding program. Maybe they have to go over there and film and make like a little ad for them. Or they go around the campus and make some kind of video. And they're getting assigned stuff. They're getting some experience, the ones that really care. But they're not getting to work out in the field. They're not getting to be a part of another business to get real experience. Until now. So I ran this by Terry, and she loved it. And she's thrilled about it. And it became more official than I envisioned, too. She had paperwork, and she was writing down all these ideas and what they're going to need and what the kids are going to need and the different equipment that's going to be needed. And I had to sign it. And and her and I talked forever about more of the problems, but more of pitching to her how real this is, showing her the website for therealhernando.com, showing her all the episodes of how I've worked with all the local businesses here, the mayor, director of the chamber, showing credibility. Like, this is a very real thing. And she was very impressed with all that. So it went very well. The decision we made was before we take the kids out to an actual interview. We're going to, originally, the idea was for me to go to the school and just do a mock interview. Me and a kid, and then basically, so the kids, the other kids would have an opportunity to set up their lights and cameras and audio and get everything ready, and then do a fake interview and just see how it goes. Well, then Terry had this great idea. Well, let's do a real thing and interview the principal. And that's pretty much what's going to happen. I don't know if we've had total confirmation from the principal yet, but I'm going next week. I think it's Tuesday from noon to 2, and working with the kids. And we're going to see how it goes. And I'm going to try to engage with them as best I can. Make it fun. Meanwhile, I'm kind of interviewing. I'm always going to be looking at the kids that are the most ambitious, the most forward-thinking, the quickest to think on their feet and solve a problem, you know, where they don't need their hand held. You can just tell. I've done enough hiring now to know there are some people that are good workers, but you need to assign, like, you need to push and be like, okay, I need you to do this next, next, next. You have the really good workers. Obviously, you're still assigning them tasks and everything, but then they show ownership, forward thinking, make it almost their own, and they're telling me, hey, I think it would be better if we do it this way. And by now, I trust that person because that person is more talented and smarter at what they do. If it's graphic designing, I'm not a graphic designer. So my man Mondo, when he says, I think it would look better this way, okay, let's do it. And it does look better. But if Mondo was a little more passive and only did what I told him, the artwork would suck because it's more than just me saying, I want these three things, and then they just kind of, you know, paint by number. I don't want someone that's going to paint by number. I want someone that's going to paint and just try to take my vision and then also make it their own. Anyways, I don't want to get on the soapbox there, but that's what I'll be looking for when I work with these kids. And then I get to meet the principal. There's networking involved there. And this is a great opportunity to just build a relationship with another business, something I'd never imagined. Whether this brings business to me as far as revenue, I don't know. But the more connections you make, the better. And things just lead to the next thing, to the next thing. Never mind having an opportunity to get free help. So now, if it works out, the Real Hernando episodes, or at least one, I'd love for them to be at every shoot now, every episode. I don't know if that's reasonable. I don't know if that's realistic. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work. It's day to day, so let's see what happens Tuesday. But what's going to happen is they are going to increase the quality of the episode, I hope. Better than what I can do with my one camera and no lighting. They're bringing in three cameras and lighting. And the product is going to get an upgrade visually when someone watches these episodes. And I didn't have to pay for it. I didn't have to hire a real crew to get that quality. And in my mind, in my, you know, how I see that going is when you start upgrading stuff, and it increases audience engagement, or more people start liking it. Audience builds because of the quality increase, which gives me more opportunity to get more sponsors, which brings in more revenue, which then, okay, now I can't hire a full crew, but let's hire one of the ambassadors. $10 an hour, $12 an hour. I mean, these are high school kids, right? I'm not going to pay him $30 an hour, but take the ambassador, pay her. Both ambassadors for this class are girls. So pick one of them or both of them, whatever, and pay them to be like supervisors, the leaders of the film crew. Incentivize them for being ambassadors, working hard and giving a crap and giving them that responsibility and trusting in them to run another team of kids, empower them, let them be in charge. I trust them to run it a certain way. As long as the product is good and the end result is great, do your thing. Empower them. Create a hierarchy. Again, incentivize their hard work. Not only are they getting experience being a leader, they're getting paid. And that's just, in my mind, the way things grow. I get free help that brings up the quality. That quality can garner more ad revenue, which then comes swings back in. So now I can increase the film crew and the help. And when you start now paying a person, it gets more real. You get better product. So now you get another upgrade, swings that way. Now you can garner more ad rev, or it's connecting to other people in a different way. And it just grows in some way. It just becomes a bigger earner. Or now, because of the Real Hernando podcast getting bigger and bigger, more people are knowing more about me and SRP Studios. If I get one client because of that, that's a win. More revenues coming in. Pendulum goes to the back to the other side. I can invest a portion of it. I mean, anytime money grows and increases, it feeds a lot of different budgets, and one of them is my pocket, the bottom line. Let's be real here. But it's all about balance. If I always trickle some more back in to the labor side of things, then I continues to increase the quality, which continues to increase potential of earning and back and forth. But it all starts with Tuesday, going to see these kids at the school, doing this interview with the principal, and seeing how it goes. I'm optimistic. I know there are some good kids in that class that do care, even outside the ambassadors, that I think will be interested. But I'm positive once they work with me, they'll want to engage more. Because here's the thing. Here's the secret weapon that I have. Is I have a 14-year-old daughter. I know how to talk to these kids. Skylar and all her friends, she's got friends age 14 to 17, and they're all awesome, and she's just found herself in this amazing friend group, and I love them all. And they all respect me, and they respect my mom, and it's fun. It's like, it's really neat. But I've always been the dad that doesn't embarrass his kid and really gets on a level and treats the kids with respect and actually have normal conversations with them and bond with them. Hence why they respect me. But I know that I know all the dad joke angles. I know the goofiness. I know how to make these kids laugh without embarrassing my daughter. So that's my secret weapon. I'm going to go in there and be able to, you know, engage with them, where some sponsors or business owners like myself that go into these classes are rigid. They just expect ABC. They're not fun, kind of lame, you know, and the kids, I'm not going to be that. I'm confident in that part. So anyways, that is the latest development among many. There's so many things I can talk about right now. I got new signs that are ready to hang up in my wall above my desk. Logo signs that's really going to now make this place pop. Developing a couple new podcasts. Executive producing is what I should say, meaning I own them and I'm financing them like the Real Hernando and like this podcast, but with real business purpose behind them. Discussion for another day. Got three cameras now, three light trees, fully equipped to do some real work, and it's good stuff. Can't complain, even though I lose sleep every night over it. ShelbyRowProductions.com, Instagram, ShelbyRow Productions LLC, and check it out. I'd love to hear from you. Throw a comment in this post, and I'll try to get back to you, and maybe I can do a segment where I answer your questions. So feel free to throw in some questions in this comment section. Till next time, y'all. Have a great day.